Today, tomorrow, always. Written on 12th of December 2017. I will never forget today. The sun, the straw, the warmth, and that pair of eyes, that voice. Each and every step going to where I was afraid to get. The road ahead and cars passing by. Two pair of shoes moving in silent mode. Two pair of hands playing their part of nothingness. A laugh and a crying heart inside my chest. Happy eyes but wounded soul. No mask this time, rather a pair of sad eyelashes. Acting behind the curtains. The curtains of light. A walk to remember or to desperately erase from the library of my mind. That joyful feeling was no longer there. Something was happening, yet I was failing to see. The smiling ray was so deceiving. It just wanted to play around, ignoring the bitterness a human shape would experience and falling heart was singing. Today was way different from any others. I knew it was the last. I knew that the last glimpse of hope would fade by the time we got back. Yet we kept on moving, following a shadow I would happily embrace. I asked for it, and I was given. Yet, nothing of what I hoped for. Distance did befriend my sight, though you struggled to make me feel at peace. But nothing would succeed, not even the warmest tone of that voice I still crave for. I had to do it, so I asked, why not? But my mind was already somewhere far, rejecting the rejection of another soul in pain. Even the strongest magnet would run away from it. It was too hard to handle, too sharp to be heard, too loud to be hidden, yet transparent to sight. Hope struggled, watching the hand of a cord wrapping it. Then it was hung, merciless, hung to the clouds and then taken into a long travel among the stars. Though it was daylight, but who cared? Just an insignificant detail, making a difference to the rest of the world. A world that didn't know, didn't see, didn't hear, and didn't care. Someone died. It was me, inside. That me, loving you. Everything and anything. Every inch I never touched. Words followed the tears to the ground in an already defeated attempt of catching them. There's nothing left. Just another life ahead. Another hope to be born. Another what? Another someone to be found. Can this be? By when? But how? Impossible is what I see right here. The funeral of hope is on its way. A mourning soul mumbles around. Nothing can be now. No comfort and no smile. No moving lips or hearing ears. Just a steady being, breathing slower than a fainting rose's petal. The moon wants to caress my hair, but darkness successfully removes it. It's been too much. No one can overlook the bleeding scar. Yet, no one can wake me from this frightening nightmare. Screaming would try in vain to wake my senses. As all is gone, and there's no come back. My dream just slipped and broke its wings. But I thank you for being fair.